Time now for sports. Tonight on the Oscars, we honor acting. And if you're anything like me, you'll have your eyes on the people who don't win to see how well they can really act. Mike Pesca does the same thing with sports. He's here to tell us what, well, let's not call them losers. Let's say also-rans. He has had his eye on these folks lately in the world of sport. Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah, so the Thunder lose to the Warriors last night, but I think that it's just an honor for them to have been nominated.
So if we continue this analogy, there are times when an individual actor's performance rises above what is otherwise a pretty forgettable film. Mm-hmm. Maggie Smith got an Oscar for her role in a movie called California Suite, which I don't think many of us remember as a classic. Not so much for many athletes, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Maggie Smith did play a character who was nominated for an Oscar in that movie. That's a weird piece of trivia. I think that's the only time that's ever happened.
That,
but yeah, you know, I was thinking, when one thinks of Maggie Smith, who won an Oscar for The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, one also thinks of Anthony Davis, who is a player in his prime for the New Orleans Pelicans. And
does
I contend...
One? Sure.
Yes, this one does. And I contend, I've been crunching the data.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at some advanced statistics, which break down an individual player's skill, like PER or win shares. Anthony Davis is actually one of the best players through. He's in his fourth year in NBA history. One of those stats has him as the fifth best player. But by the end of the year, he will be clearly one of the 35 best players. And there is no player who has had a team as bad around him as Anthony Davis has had with the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, maybe we remember Michael Jordan. He didn't have a winning season his first 3 years. But, you know, his fourth year, he won 50 games. And he went to the playoffs, the Bulls did, during his time. Davis has only played in one playoff series. They have such a terrible supporting cast, possibly another acting analogy. So, yes, I contend that no one has been really hurt by lack of good teammates more than the superstar Anthony Davis.
Okay, so if Anthony Davis is the Maggie Smith of basketball... in a very limited sense. What about also ran teams you've been looking at?
Yeah, you know what it's not good for? Canadian teams. In the NHL, there are 7 Canadian teams, and it looks like none of them are going to make the playoffs. And Canada is, sorry, this is a mixed metaphor, a hotbed of hockey. They almost half the players in the NHL are Canadian, but right now, none of the 7 teams are winning teams who will make the playoffs.
That's just random? I mean, it's just... coincidence, just bad luck for Canada this year.
Well, I guess you can make the argument that they love hockey so much in Canada that you don't have to be a great team. Like, if the Dallas Stars want to get fans to the arena, they actually have to be a good team, Nashville Predators. But if you're the Winnipeg Jets, people will show up to watch the Winnipeg Jets because, you know, you're in Winnipeg and they love the Jets. But actually, I just think it is bad luck, yeah.
I suppose the Oscar theme breaks a little bit when we think about prohibitive favorites. Actors like Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson, we think of them as guaranteed winners when they're nominated. But that hasn't always been the case for them. And that's also the case with people who play a certain team who comes from Connecticut.
That's true. Although I would say that Streep and Nicholson, they've each won 3 Oscars. And so have the Denver Broncos. So they're a good team.
Okay.
There are also more actors out there. But, you know, the UConn women's Huskies are so good that what they do is they convince you that other teams just aren't good. And that's not the case. You know, they have an average margin of victory of 41 points. So right now there are 3 other teams with only 1 loss. South Carolina, Baylor, Notre Dame. We might be talking about them as great teams, but for the presence of this dominant UConn team. Just as Susan Sarandon put together a great performance in Atlantic City. But you know what? Is she going to beat Katherine Hepburn in On Golden Pond?
No.
Katherine Hepburn, the UConn women's Husky of her day.
Mike Pesca, this is NPR.